It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Josh, how was the big game last night?
Dude,
all fired up.
Yeah.
It was one of the best games I've seen. Slash, the atmosphere felt like it was game 7 of the playoffs. It was unbelievable. The Avs were down the entire game. Then they come back, tie it with 6 seconds left,
what?
And then win it in overtime.
What?
And it was unbelievable. Like, the coach was cursing after because there was an injury and the play didn't stop and it should have. I can go into detail. I could probably talk about the whole thing for odds and ends.
Yeah,
but
he came in just like high as a kite this
I've
morning.
Never seen
you're a big hockey guy.
Truly, I've never seen it. Well, hockey's the greatest sport ever invented in the world.
Like
but,
I
mean, there's basketball, but go ahead. Josh,
like I said, hockey's
continue.
The greatest sport
cup
ever invented in the world.
Cup stacking, too. Let's not forget cup stacking.
Water polo, chess as well. No, it was unbelievable, man. It was so much fun. It was so cool to be there and experience it. And I don't think I slept. I think you said that earlier, Katie. I don't think I slept. Jeremy said I look bad. Don't care. Avs won. It was so much fun.
Avs hair, don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Avs hair, don't care. I don't even think I'll sleep tonight. It was one of the greatest atmospheres I've
go,
been.
Go, Avs, go. I heard Devon Taves doing
Devon
some
Taves
big,
is the savior.
Big, right?
I mean, it was... Well, and on top of that, sorry, Jonathan Drouin, he tied it with 5 seconds
one
left.
One of my favorite players.
Sports,
how
sports.
You Drouin?
One
come
of my
on.
Favorite players.
How you Drouin, Jer? It was great.
That's great.
Did you
have any snacks while you were there?
Oh, I had all the snacks. I had all. I always get the pizza there. I love
pizza.
Oh,
it's
like...
greasy. It's so bad, but I love it.
I do the ice cream cone with sprinkles.
See,
every time. I love
well,
that
I'm not a huge sweets guy,
really?
But I love the pizza. I did see the station, Jer, where you get the pretzel and the cheese.
Oh, yes.
I did not do it.
So
though.
Good. No, they have the best pretzels at Ball.
Didn't
do
it.
Do they?
Yet. They
so
soft pretzels?
I'm
Katie.
Always so disappointed when I get a soft pretzel at a game that I've just stopped doing it because they're
really?
Always hard in the middle. It's never satisfactory. Like, I'm always bummed out about my pretzels. But if you're saying Ball has good pretzels, I'll
solid
try it.
Pretzel.
There.
Solid pretzel. Solid pretzel.
Okay.
I was honestly kind of thinking about getting the Dippin' Dots too, but I passed. I passed on that.
But you're not nine.
Yeah,
that, well,
right?
That's also,
and you need to go up to club level and get those burrito tacos too. Let me.
I can tell you where
to go for food in Ball Arena. Like,
those are really,
got it all
really
mapped out.
The cool thing about club level too for everybody is you don't have to have the club level tickets.
No.
You can still just go walk around and get the food.
Get
and
the rich
it is
people food at
good
club level.
Food.
Is that true? Because they were cracking down when I went for the Nuggets game a couple nights ago. They were checking tickets, not
they
letting
do.
People up to club.
But
no.
If you say you're just getting,
you're just
food,
getting food, they let you pass.
They let you pass.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's also,
well, that's a sneaky trick.
There's also the no. Because there's the Argus people at every
entrance
outlet
there,
and entrance, and they won't let you in. So if you're just saying you're getting food, you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, it is.
These guys had their arms crossed standing in front of the escalator.
Yeah, they stand right in front
of the
escalator.
And they're like, hey, you gotta do this, your tickets.
Yeah.
The guy even sounded like that. Like, straight up, he's like, how many of you was there here?
Yeah.
I was like, there's two. He's like, swipe it on your phone. Let me see. Let me see your tickets stay on the phone. I had to swipe.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, there's two of us. He's like, okay, you can pass.
You can pass.
Oh, you must look kind of shady.
You're going to the club.
You're part of the family.
Yeah,
welcome,
exactly.
Welcome to the club. That's how he said it.
To the club.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, gosh.
They keep the ice under the wood there, don't they? For the when the Nuggets are playing, the ice is underneath it, right?
Oh, underneath the floor? Yeah.
Underneath
I was like,
the floor?
What ice? Are we talking? Yeah, the Avs hockey ice?
Yeah. Hockey ice?
They put the floor right on top of the ice.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yep.
Think about that. There's ice under them woods.
Oh.
Have you guys ever seen the Conversion Crew?
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome.
It's neat.
It's really, really cool what they do. The Nuggets floor looks like a huge puzzle piece.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It really does.
Puzzles. It's really cool.
Did you bring a special someone to the game, or did you go alone?
No, I didn't go stag. I went with my buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get a pair of tickets.
Yeah, it seems like a good date night. I feel like you should have brought a special lady friend with you, but that's
no.
All right.
No, I don't talk to girls.
Missed opportunity,
Josh. I
don't talk to girls.
No, I had a really good night with my buddy, and it was fun. It was really fun.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, it was
a
good time.
My day sucked yesterday. Well,
do tell.
Is this like early PMI?
I know, right? So I had to go to the DMV yesterday. And Josh swore up and down that I didn't need an appointment to go in there and I could just walk in and get my plates because my tags expire today.
Well, can I say something really quickly? We live in different areas. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that one minor detail. So wandering into the Jeffco DMV, there's a giant sign as you walk in with a hand that says, stop. And it says right underneath it, you need an appointment. And I was like, son of a biscuit. So I hopped onto my phone as I was standing there just in hopes that, you know, they would have one right now. And no, it was like Wednesday before I could get in.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. It's not your fault. I should have done better research.
Why'd you trust me?
I know, but that was your first mistake.
That's kind
Jeremy.
Of on you,
so
buddy.
I was like, screw this. My plates expire. You know, this was yesterday. So I'm like, my plates expire tomorrow. So I just went ahead and hopped online and did it all online and they'll mail me my plates.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
I'm
smart.
Living dangerously because now my Temtags are expired and I could get pulled over
because
they're cracking down on
that. Oh, they are.
Yeah,
especially
they
those Temtag ones.
I know. So I don't know if my receipt now will vouch for me that I have paid for my plates.
Keep it with
it
you.
Will.
And if
yeah,
I whoop, whoop,
it should,
whoop, get pulled
it
over. Because it didn't say anything about that when I hit, you know, submit and then it sent me the email and everything. The only thing it says is if your plates are expired, you will still be subject to law enforcement and such.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I get a pretty cool cop that
you
I'll just show
cool,
them,
as long as
well,
I get a cool cop.
I hope
cop.
I get a cool cop.
Yeah, and as long as you're not doing something bad when they pull you over,
oh,
you should be okay. Just
That's
don't,
what I told
don't
Nicole
be riding
yesterday.
Dirty. That's
I know,
it.
I'm not
going to
be riding dirty,
riding
Katie.
Dirty. Come on.
Riding dirty. Oh, my gosh. So I told Nicole, I was like, I'm going to have to evade the police.
Exactly.
I've never had to do that.
Can
I'm
I say something
boy.
Funny? I love the show, like, Cops or all those like,
oh,
law
yeah.
enforcement TV shows. I was watching a video yesterday or 2 days ago, Jer, and this lady got pulled over. Her tags were expired by 2 years. So, not a couple days, 2 years. And she goes, I just didn't notice.
Maybe
I
like,
no
I'll play that card. I just didn't know.
I just didn't know.
Why did you wait until this long?
So,
to
my
be, temp like,
tags,
seriously.
I wanted to renew them in January of every year versus December. So, I wanted it
That's
to roll
smart.
Over. So, yeah, because
yeah,
there's Christmas and all that.
Yeah.
Although, now that I think about it, usually your Christmas bills come in January, but... I wanted it just, I didn't want it to be in December because there's so much outgo in December.
Yeah.
With hosting parties and food and buying gifts. I wanted to pay for my plates then in like January.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I rolled it to the.
You're on top of stuff like this.
I am
like,
so on top of
this. You get mad
this.
When I don't fill my gas tank when it's half
yes.
empty. Like, so
this
that's
is
what I was
so
like,
out of my comfort
totally
zone.
Totally out of your comfort zone. Yeah. So.
You know what else is out of my comfort zone?
What?
Paying $750 for my plates yesterday.
Eek.
$750.
That's the worst.
What?
I know.
Is it just the first time you have to pay that much
yeah.
and then it gets cheaper?
They
right?
really bend
but
you over the first time.
My gosh, they really do.
No dinner. No dinner first
no
either.
Dinner.
I know.
Not even boba.
That was the shock of my life when
excuse me?
I paid for my tags yesterday or last year. Yeah, it was terrible.
It's the worst.
It is, and they hit you with that and they just like they just slide you the price and you're like,
oh, yeah, huh.
Right?
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
And you sit there and you read the list of fees. And
oh.
Like, gling, gling, gling,
did you
gling,
get
gling.
This? Oh, the fees are insane. Did you get a special tag?
Yes, and we're actually going to be talking about that in
Yay!
PMI, right?
Yes, correct.
I got the black plates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm
going to
do the black ones.
Yeah.
I didn't go...
that'll look good on your car, actually.
I didn't do the douchey route, though, and get custom plates, like,
oh, okay,
with something
yeah.
on there. I
yeah.
thought about it. They give you the option,
Cheers,
and I was
world.
Like...
world!
I know!
Radio
W-R-L-D.
Jer!
Yeah.
Jer Bear!
I'd punch you in the face. I would punch you in the face.
Honestly, if I put Jer Bear on there, I would probably punch myself in the face.
Yeah, you'd get a punch from all of us.
Then I'd really be pulled over. We're going to be giving you a ticket for douchey plates, sir.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.